Okay. Kuf. Samach. Aleph. I probably want some sort of meat close to the I would go, but you'd have to get up anyway to get me through, so I. Go. Thank you. Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff we do in the startup, you know, where you cut yourself, you know, just cut yourself, go, ouch, or whatever, put on the plaster and carry on. Start thinking about what's going on there. But to just start thinking about what's going on there. Look at the first of all, the chesed, the chochma, first of all. Then you start seeing the chesed. The chesed is you can feel pain. If you couldn't feel pain, you could lead to death because you wouldn't know that it was a cut. There's something else, though. How does the blood know when to stop? Because it gets rid of all the pain that came from all the dirt that might have been in that cut that could make you ill. So it bleeds and it evens it out. And it knows how to stop. There's a trait of it. There's a chemical that kicks in the nose when it kicks in to stop the blood from flowing. And then the skin heals itself. And it knows how to. You cut a piece of wood, that wood doesn't grow back together. Then you cut this table in half, you know, never coming back together again. Yeah, it comes back together again. And then it puts the scar over it. From one little moment of lack of concentration when you cut the cut. I did it the other night as well. I cut myself here. It really healed. But I guess it's quite amazing. If it wouldn't have happened as well, then everything we're learning would have just been. Well, I think I'm trying to suggest that you're applying what you're learning into the things that happen anyway, because people cut their fingers. It's not a, if you would have come in and said, well, I cut my finger, you would have gone, no, wow, never heard of that before. People cut their fingers, especially cutting challah. It happens, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're able, what's the way, that's why I'm laboring the point, you're able to take that and apply to what we're doing. If we would understand properly what's going on, what this coagulating agent is, or the amount of chemical reactions and stuff that has taken place, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. A little nick in your finger, what takes place there. It has to go back again, as well. Yep, excellent. Excellent. Oh, it's great. Okay. Kuf Samachalav at the bottom there, Va'achar Achyasim Adam Eslipo, he was born into to Elishyesh Lo Me'avor of Gufoy. Now we're getting a little bit more less esoteric and a little bit more practical. A little bit the Kaitzat Kol Echad Mem Nivra the Shleimus Tavosai. And so each one of these was created the Shleimus Tavosai of complete goodness. Adaim Lekachat V'Letet Haraglaim Lelechet. Your hands help you to take, to give. There's so much you do with your hands. The feet that walk. And Naim Lirois. Wow. Imagine us, the multi-billion-dollar, what's the multimedia machine in your head? Two of them. Oznaim, which we don't even think about the miracle that takes place in hearing. We don't think that the hearing system comes there, poof. And the ears have to be connected to the brain because all the hearing, but if you can't process what you're hearing, you're not hearing anything. It's the noise. Those sound waves that are hitting your eardrum, how do you know what that means? How do you know what it is? There's some machine there processing all of them. Aflaria, smell, do we get smell? What's that all about? It makes smell differently. It smell differently. It's unbelievable. Some smells send out a good message, some send out a message, don't touch this, it's bad. Some things say it's beautiful, but don't eat it. The tongue to speak, the mouth to eat. There's five different parts of the mouth that need to function together in order to just make one syllable. Hashinaim lelois, a akil, this is just on and on. Each one of these is a whole, is all clear on its own. Yeah, you can go with sugar, okay? You can get stuck for weeks and weeks. The teeth that grind up the food, the digestive system, the liver and the kidneys that are purifying the food has seen poinois. I don't know what seen poinois is.
The lungs, the lungs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Salami. And then make sure you're gone. I said that. No, you take one of these, you're gone for hours. I'll show you something else that'll blow your mind as well. Watch something you're going on. Clear kibble could go hamesas, the base of koses, the hashlapuches, the kabbalists of toilets, the orphans' money, where the waste matter gets held temporarily, kadeshdo takes him out, goof maat maat in kamaya equal. It didn't just dribble out after you've been digested, it holds it and waits it to come out in one time. Valev lemishkan achoyim. That's where the whole blood flow system takes place. That's where that whole heating system we spoke about is rooted, is in the lave. That's where the spiritual dimension, the lower part of the spiritual dimension, connects to the lave as well, because our nefesh hu adam. Now we get into the moach. Get lost there for the rest of your life trying to understand what's going on in your head. That's where all the spiritual koichas are found. And that's the source of all your emotions and the root of all your atzbanim, your angers and irritations. But then shy very goof, all the limbs of the goof. And then he says something astounding for a reason. Maybe that's not so true. I don't know. I don't know if this is correct today, because we've discovered a lot since then. Although we knew a lot then that they didn't know it today. They didn't know that. I mean, we knew it in the Torah, but the science didn't know that hemophilia comes through the hemophilia is a blood disease. It passes from the mother or the father. What's the loch in bris milah if you have a child who's a bleeder and he died from a bris milah?
You don't do that, that's child mix.
What? But the child of the son of the child of the father, the child of the mother.
Who's in the father?
I think I may be making a mistake. I don't remember. I think hemophilia goes to the mother. It was her child. If he had a child with another woman. He can. I think he can. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying hemophilia. We knew that in the Torah. Hemophilia comes, you know, because the law is a hair. The doctors are just finding out that now.
That's
they never knew what the pituitary gland was meant for. We knew it all along. It's not a kiddush. I'm just saying. Anyway, whatever.
It fits into the body, and everyone's body is different.
Correct. Aval, what he says here is that what's known to us is much, much less than what there is to know. More, there's more going on in the goof that we can't even begin to understand. Today we understand a lot. We understand the antibody system and the whole whatever. Spend time on this. It's dazzling, dazzling, and that's what we have to do. He's just giving us Rosh HaProkim, the skeleton of the subject. Yeah? You can do what you want. But he just cut his finger and came up with a whole Euperic or Shara Machina, but that's what you want to do, to think about it. If you don't think about it, you know, nothing happens. We were speaking the other day about the chom of the goof. The heating system in the body is critical. Your body temperature is up 2 or 3 degrees. You could die, Rahman al-Islam, from that. It goes down 2 or 3 degrees. Dangerous, extremely dangerous. Blood pressure. What maintains your blood pressure? And then come on, that's mustuka. The sugar levels in your body. Do you know what's going on when you swallow the food? What has to happen? It's happening automatically. You eat a piece of food, yeah? That food has to get, after the digestive and broken up process, there's something in the goop that needs to know where to send the calcium, where to send this vitamin, where to send this protein, where to send that enzyme. The bones need calcium. If calcium goes into the arteries, it's dangerous. If calcium goes into the bones, that's where it's supposed to go. After you swallow the food, how do you do all of that? Anybody know how you do that? The deep sigil in Kabbalah called Birurim, that the Guf Mevare. It's Pinkus's famous chair. You should listen to it. It's in English. It's called Kedusha Sakhina. Don't find it and listen to it. If that doesn't astound you, then I promise you nothing will. The way it gives over that chair is just understand what's going on. And I'll tell you, there's another thing that you can focus on if you want in food, and that's the pleasure in the food. The pleasure in the food is a double rule, you know that. When you eat, right? So the body has to extract all the different parts and send it to where it needs to go. And can add that even the psoas has to be extracted and sent to where it needs to go. Well, there's psoas there, we don't know. I'm not going to go into that now. In the midbar, they never had psoas. Because it was never wrong pshat. What's the psoas? Psoas mean a Torah minayim. Hashem was nesatlo b'reisa b'ro olam. Okay, I just wanted to keep you thinking a little bit. So, anyway, we're running late, so that's Chanukah, and ourselves to just think about out the box for a few minutes. If you don't think it well, God of God almost told me people that you have to think out the box. He said that first step to learn how to think before they can think out the box. Most people trying to think out the box never learned how to think. But let's try and think a little bit. Yeah, you swallow food. Yeah, and the body extracts all the stuff that it needs. Yeah, which part of your body extracts the pleasure? Because there's pleasure in eating them. The brain. Oh, excellent. That's a dovashe beruchni, you just told us. Yeah? The brain is a dovashe beruchni, the pleasure in eating. The pleasure you get when you eat is a dovashe beruchni, and you need the brain to extract that. When you sit down in front of food, when you sit down to eat, okay, the brain needs to be activated to enjoy, first of all, the look of the food, the different colors, the way it's put together, the way it's presented, the smell of the food, and then when you taste it, the brain extracts the pleasure from that. That's a dovish of a ruch. Anyway, just something to think about before you eat.
One of those things.
Gemara says, before you eat, because you're going to stop and just think about what you're doing. Well, just think about what's going on in front of you. Look at this food. It's unbelievable. Okay, and then what he mentioned here as well, I just want to focus on, because we spoke about this a while. And that is the heart is where the heat, the natural heat of the body and the source of life, that's where it's all situated. Because in the heart, that's where all the blood comes together. Look at that. We're lighting candles. Yeah, last night we lit 6 candles. Yeah. And there's fire and there's the wick in your candle, right? You agree? There's oil as well. There's oil as well. Oil represents the Messiah's nefesh. The oil's prepared to give up its life in order that there should be light in the world, correct? We come the next morning to your Chanukiah, there's no oil there. What happened to the oil? When it's into becoming light. We learn that from the oil, Messiah's nefesh. About what is the ha'esh, the p'stila, got to do with a nefesh achyonis to the heart. Look at that. That's what he's saying. He believe mitrakez adam b'kol aguf. We know that the heart is a very efficient blood pump. It pumps blood to the whole body. There needs to be blood in every part of the body. Hikshur a nefesh achyonis. It's bound to the guf, to the heart, like the fire is bound to p'tila. The fire, the flame is the ruchni, the patila is the guf. It's what holds and enables the flame to exist. Without a patila, you can't have a fire, correct? Can't have a candle. But think about how that flame relates to and interacts with the patila and vice versa. That's how the nefesh achyonis is relating to the guf and the body and via the heart specifically. Yeah, interesting to think about when you light candles tonight. You light a wick in the wick. Well, it's combustible material, and there's a flame there. And as far as gravity, flames don't have, they're not worried about gravity. Some of that water from gravity. Okay, the same. You don't just have flame. Fire is water from gravity.
Wick's like an intermediate.
It's an intermediate, you don't get consumed now.
Until the oil's gone.
That's what he seems to. I'm not saying anything. I'm just reading the Pitka Life. I'm trying to understand it. I think he's showing the connection. There's what enables the flame to exist is the patila. More of me, sorry, you were in the middle of davening. I don't want it to be mixed. I've been talking during davening, so That's why I wouldn't speak to you. But now I'm happy to speak to you. Come sit and learn something. So I think that's what he's saying here. Is that because what is the Chavis of Abba say? Chavis of Abba says that Valeiv the Mishkan Achom Hativi Umakorachai. How's the heart the Makorachai? I would have said, yeah, because you know the lave, that's what pumps the blood. God forbid, you have a heart attack, you can't live. No, he's saying something a bit deeper here. The source of life is in the heart, the same way as the source of the flame is in the patina. If you go look at a candle, you'll see how does that flame exist. I would have said maybe it's connected to the oil. The oil is the dump. I don't know. There's what to expand here. It's an interesting commercial. A candle to the lathe, the way that. But the other thing I wanted to focus on more here was the chom. The heat regulation of the body. We mentioned the other day is completely critical. You get messed up there in a lot of trouble. Therefore, the lathe that knows how to pump the blood and that's the life force, that's what maintains the heat. But you've got to study a bit of biology and see how that works. And do you know what? We're starting to actually wake up a little bit. Stunning. If this is doing nothing else, it's starting to wake up to ourselves. With the miracle of what's taking place. There's a marvel. Yeah. And it continues. If you want, you can also misboina lirote tuula sateva amubotsois betoichaguf. You can go see the natural functions taking place in the guf. Ketzad mitchalek hamozen habegir leguf. We mentioned that already. The kol chelik vechelik mimenu. How does the food that's come into the guf get separated out and spread out to all the different parts of the body? The chokhmahs of Hashem that you see in these investigations will arouse in you a desire to thank Hashem and to praise Him on all these actions. Atzem means my bones, but it also means my essence. Look. How the food gets into the stomach via a straight pipe that has no bends in it that can cause complications. Esophagus. Then the stomach grinds up the food. More than the teeth could. Teeth just did enough in order to swallow it, but that's not enough yet. And then the stomach sends the food via the liver using very small little wires, little pipes, little tinorot. Dakim, which are joined to it. It's a filter, it filters out the food. So nothing that's too thick or big should come to the liver and cause problems in the liver. That's an incredible machine. It's a liver. You ever seen a liver? Chicken livers, but you see cow liver, but you see an ox, whatever, you see liver. That's a blob of blood and flesh, yeah? You're not going on.
And it regenerates.
Yeah. But what it does, it takes this food and it converts it into blood. I'm not even talking about the blood. You go for a blood test, yeah? You come back with 3 pages of results. They can tell you what's going on in your toenails from that blood test. This vitamin, this chaytak, this enzyme, this protein, all in the blood.
In a blood test, they always come back with a thing about pain. There's something in the blood that tells you about pain.
So that's you're in pain.
Yeah. From my ankle accident 10 years ago, I still suffer from it. Pain.
It comes in the blood.
In the blood.
In the blood.
Which pain?
Not how much, but that there's
but
something
there
in
is
your
pain.
pulse that isn't.
Yeah.
You know, the blood,
That's like every sign.
that's unbelievable. The guts are complex. And how does the blood get to all the different places we need to do, carrying what it needs to be carrying
So that puts.
through all these different pipeline systems? Like water pipes, how do you get water from the dam to the houses? And the guts are my effort. The waste mat is its own specific, the Biyuv system has its own specific system of pipes. Tamara Hayaruka, the Mara Yaruka, which is the gallbladder, I believe, or whereas Kisamara, maybe that's the gallbladder, I don't know these things in Hebrew. Mara Shachoyra, then there's the black Mara, or whereas okay, so on and on and on and on and on. You can meditate on that if you want. If you don't, you're.
I'm not trying to push off on anything else, but it's supposed to be ignorant about this stuff is adding up. If doctors know how all this works, all the intricacies, I mean, how can we not?